Hello?
Welcome. Welcome to Gravel Union Talks, a new podcast series full of inspiring stories, news, and events from the world of gravel. Each month, we will be chatting with guests who are passionate about riding off the beaten track, adventure riding, bikepacking, and gravel racing. I'm your host, Carlo, and I'm assisted by Ollie. Hi, Ollie.
Hi, Carlo.
And we will have a star guest in every episode. For the first episode, it's Paul Errington, co-founder of Gravel Union, Gravelista, and Gravel Pioneer. But we will get back to Paul later. Ollie, here we are. This is the first edition of our own very own podcast. A dream come true. Can you tell a little bit more about what you do for Gravel Union?
Okay, so my job is as the editor. So I look after the website. I manage the content, decide what stories we're going to run, try and find new stories to put on there. And I also look after the social media, so the photographs and the imagery that we use on Instagram. And then a really fun job, every Friday we do it, a Facebook video called Film Friday. And it's, I try and find a good gravel riding film for each week to keep our audience entertained.
Like, you are the main man of Gravel Union. So, well, this is an addition to the platform. We will be talking about Gravel Union as a platform later with Paul also. Looking back at last month, what's the biggest news item on Gravel Union, do you think?
I'm going to do two stories, actually, for this month. The first one was the launch of the Flanders Gravel event, which is something you know a lot about, Carlo, and it was a gravel version of the Tour of Flanders. We sent a couple of riders there to take part on, and they absolutely loved it. They came back full of enthusiasm and took some beautiful photographs, and that's gone down really well with the audience. And then slightly left field one, we had a story this week about taking a cargo bike packing into the mountains of South Wales. There's a chap who decided he loved riding his cargo bike. He wanted to go into the mountains and go and stay in a little tiny bothy. And he thought a cargo bike was the way to do it. So 2.5 meter long, 30 kilogram cargo bike that he had to push and carry, and a bit of a struggle, but he had a great time. And it was a really interesting, really fun story.
Well, you really have to have a look at the pictures that he made. Because it's a funny sight. You know, a cargo bike's not the first bike that you think of when doing a bikepacking trip. And the bothy, because, you know, I heard the word, but to non-Brits, what's a bothy?
It's a little tiny building, generally in the upland area. So you get them in Scotland, we get them in north of England, and there's some in Wales as well. On big estates, so where a landowner has a huge amount of moorland or of mountain landscape, and they're used by people who work for the estates, so gamekeepers or land managers, but they're open to the public as well, and you can go and stay in them. They're like a slightly posh version of camping, but they're generally just a stone building, very minimal facilities. They quite often have a stove, but that's it. So they're pretty basic, but they're perfect if you need to shelter from bad weather.
But that's ideal for bikepacking trips, right?
Perfect for bikepacking, yeah.
And is there an overview on somewhere on the internet where you can see?
Yeah, okay, there's a link in the article about the Bothy Association, who manage all of the publicly accessible ones in the UK. And there's a map, and it shows you where they are and what facilities they've got and how you can get there. And also about the thing called the Bothy Code, which is the way they want people to treat the Bothy so that they're left in good condition and they're looked after.
Okay. To the listener, there always are notes on your podcast platform for all the links to the articles that we mention in this podcast. Okay, so two articles that were your biggest news items. What was the most popular item on gravelunion.cc?
The most popular one was about our recent competition, which is the Changing Seasons Doorstep Challenge. And then we ran that a couple of weekends ago, and it was a self-run gravel event using a Brevet card. It was all based around a Moroccan theme, because the star prize was given away by some good friends of ours at Thompson Bike Tours, and the prize was two people to go to Morocco next year and take part in a gravel holiday that they're putting on, and so we themed it around riding in Morocco.
Okay, yeah, the weather was pretty awful.
Unfortunately.
All over Europe in that weekend, but we still managed to get a lot of people joining in. So yeah. That was nice. We were very glad that Martijn helped us out with the music. And he even, well, we had the intro. What do you think of the music that Martijn made, Ollie?
He's done a great job. Who's Martijn, Carlo? We ought to tell everybody.
Oh, Martijn is our programmer. So he actually is... He works with us on the platform, so he works with us for the newsletter and with the pages and the pictures and everything. But he has hidden talents. So when I told him, okay, we're going to do a podcast, he said, well, I can do the music. And I was going like, I know him a while. I know he's been in bands. So I said, well, let's surprise us. And he did. But we have a library, so we have like an intro and outro, and we even have bumpers. So before we go to Paul, I will formally introduce the first, well, the debut of the bumper of Gravel Union podcast. Let's listen in. Paul Arrington, co-founder of Gravel Union. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Well, let's start off. You're the co-founder of Gravel Union. You've been pioneering in gravel since 1882, I think. tell us a little bit more about your background.
I'm a long-time lover of cycling and really into distance events, unusual events, traveling to different places to ride. Discovered gravel in 2012 and been really kind of banging the gravel drum ever since then, getting more people to get into the way of riding, which is gravel.
I think you were one of the first to introduce gravel riding over in Europe. You picked it up in the States, right?
Yeah, so I rode what was Dirty Kanza back in 2012. I think probably the first European rider to go over there and ride, back when it was a 300 rider event, not a 5,000 rider event that it is now. And a few years later, decided to hold our own, I guess, tribute to that event in the north of England, in a place called Kielder Forest. We've kind of sculpted an event around that American style of gravel grinding.
Okay, and you do. You organize gravel events. You're also working for the gravel world, actually. Tell us a little bit more about the start of Gravel Union. You know, it's a little silly to ask you because we both thought it was time to have a platform for gravel riders. But from your end, please give us an introduction to Gravel Union as a platform.
Yeah, so Gravel Union came out of, I guess, our vision that gravel was a growing thing. More people were going to come to gravel, but they needed a place where they could find out more about where to ride, how to ride, equipment to ride. There was a lot happening in the US, but there was nothing based in Europe. So we put Gravel Union together as a community hub for gravel riders in our part of the world. And we're now expanding to all parts of the world as it happens.
Well, we made a big jump when Ollie joined us. Well, you know, you're the very first official editor-in-chief. How many articles a month do we have on the website, Ollie?
We probably run 3-4 a week, so it varies slightly on the time of year.
Is it? Because if you look at the market developments, first when we started off, we were just talking about gravel riding. Now it's like you have all kinds of fields. What's your view on that, Paul? Looking at gravel riding, what do you see? How did the market develop over the last years?
I have a nice quote, and I can't remember who said this to me, but they said that going gravel riding now is like saying you're going mountain biking. So you know, there is such a diverse range of gravel riding available now. People are riding from their door. They're going on longer trips. They're using it as a bikepacking tool to do tours. We're just seeing a lot of diversity happening within gravel and people's interpretation. And it's geography based as to where they are, as to how they work with gravel bikes.
On the website, Ollie, is what kind of division do you make, or do you ever make a division between different parts of the realm of gravel?
I got another really interesting quote, which was, it's riding inappropriate bikes on the wrong terrain. And I think that sums it up. So it's basically everything away from the road. And it doesn't really matter what style of bike or what type of equipment you've got or where you're riding. It's just about doing something slightly different. So hence the cargo bike angle. It's not a gravel bike at all, but you can still ride it off-road if you're brave enough or skilled enough or crazy enough. But it's all about trying to have fun, have an adventure, get away from the traffic, do something a bit different.
Okay, so we don't really use, like, people in the cycling industry have this adventure riding, bike packing, gravel racing sort of a division. We'll have plenty of space for everybody. And also have a look over the fence to other areas that you might not do yourself, but is interesting enough.
I think a lot of gravel riders come from a very diverse background. So some will have come into it from road riding, some will be mountain bikers, some might come from cyclocross, some are new to cycling. And this is during the last 18 months, gravel riding has been a good way of getting away from everybody else, riding from your door, getting some exercise, but fairly close, so quite safe, but still fun. And so we've got a really diverse audience, and so we try and appeal to as wide a range of riders as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we started off, when was it? Like 3 years ago, Paul?
Yeah, just over 3 years ago now.
We had this idea that, you know, the event section would be really helpful to everybody, and it still is, but we see that especially the ride reports, getting people to know more about gravel riding and looking at other girls and guys' experiences is a way that has been developing and maybe is the mainstream now of the website, especially also because of the events are harder to get to, and last years there weren't too many. Hopefully we have some more in 2022. Well, so things are picking up again. Paul, as a gravel pioneer, a guy that knows the markets, what do you see for gravel trends in 2022? What do you see happening in the world of gravel?
I think we're gonna see a return to events. We're gonna see more diversity in events. It's definitely the last few years have still seen trending towards non-competitive style events and people getting together. So more sociable side of gravel, I think, is expanding. But on the same theme, it's getting way more competitive as well. So I think we're going in two very different directions, and next year we'll see that in events. Super serious pro style events with more riders coming from the roadside pro tour, and then more sociable gatherings under the gravel banner.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to see those worlds meet because it's going to be difficult. I know that a lot of event organizers have difficulties with the whole UCI feel about things, and still, you know, there's from the UCI, we know that there also will be like a world championship. I don't know, we don't know all the details, but maybe we should invite Evan Verwecke to talk with us on this podcast.
Who is he, Carlo? You ought to just tell everybody what his job is.
Yeah, right. Evan is working for Golazzo, and they're a partner of UCI. And he's involved with the rollout of the UCI World Championships. So, like Paul told, there's a development that gravel racing will be embraced really by the pro tour teams even, and by pro teams in general. So some teams even have hired gravel racers So they have a contract for gravel races, like the Alpecin team. And I think that Education First was the first team to really have it on the calendar. So I'm curious what's going to happen next year. And we hear all kinds of things. There will be a series. I know that some top riders of the gravel racing are a little concerned, you know, maybe because they don't want to have like a year-round stuffed calendar with only gravel racing. So I think that it should evolve with respect for both worlds. But, you know, we don't know, because social part of gravel riding, to me at least, is one of the important bits. It's like you can have a hard race. No, I don't have any troubles with that. But afterwards, it should be, you know, having a beer with the lads and you know, everybody around the campfire enjoying some music, and that also the guys and girls that take a little bit more time are also on the same level there. Last topic on the list for you, Paul, before we head over to, because we also have an elevator pitch coming along with Epic Gravel, so we will have that a little later. We have this podcast. We've been doing the live stream last year. We jumped on the bandwagon of the podcast because we want to be hip and happening, don't we, Ollie?
We certainly do. We're definitely hip and happening, Carlo.
Oh, thank you. What do you think are possible topics for podcasts? Well, before I'll let you do the talking. If you have, as a listener, ideas for this podcast, drop us a line, go to the website, or send us an email at info@gravelunion.cc. And we're looking forward to get your ideas. But Paul, what do you think might be interesting topics for this podcast?
I think it'd be really good to get some insight as to just the pro angle to gravel, like we just talked about. You know, these guys are coming into a very different calendar. How they feel about that? I know you have some good connections with some riders who are transferring across from road to gravel. But also the people who have come to gravel the last few years as their first introduction to cycling, you know, why did they choose gravel? What was the appeal? And, you know, what are they going to do with their gravel bike, and what are their plans? So it'd be nice to get kind of a more broader community feel to some podcasts.
Yeah, I do agree. I think that's our challenge, Ollie. To have the diversity that we have on the website, you know, pro riders to starters. I think what also could be a good idea, one of the most popular articles ever on Gravel Union is about winter riding or starting your, what are the, I know that you have.
Yeah, the two recent ones are getting into bike packing, what you need to do, what you need to think about, what you need to pack, how to make it fun, but then also, and relevant now, is winter riding. So not just giving up and going indoors and riding on a static bike, but going outside in the cold and the rain and the snow potentially, and how to make it fun.
So, well, thank you very much, Paul.
Well, thank you for having me. And I think my parting words is always keep it fun. And like, I think it goes for your podcast too, as well as your riding.
I'm sure we'll take care of that. Thanks again. And well, we'll be in touch. Now it's bumper time.
Hello?
Hi, Sean. It's Ollie from the Gravel Union.
Hey, Ollie. How are you?
Very good. Thanks. How's things with you?
We're doing great. It's beautiful here in Switzerland.
Good stuff. We've just been having a look at your website, Sean, with the new video on the homepage, and it looks fantastic. It makes me want to go out and ride my gravel bike.
Well, that's what we were hoping for.
It looks excellent. Hi, Sean. How you doing? Carlo here.
Doing well.
Sean, do you want to tell everybody what your role is with Gravel Epic as an introduction?
Yeah, absolutely. So my role currently is the project manager for the Gravel Epic race series. So I oversee everything from the marketing communications to the budgeting to working with the race directors. And then finally, and I think what is most importantly, making sure that the experience for every rider is the best that it possibly can be.
Great. So you're pretty busy.
Great job.
Yeah, I stay pretty busy, especially since, like we've said before, 2022 is the beginning and we're looking to add new and exciting destinations across the globe.
Well, looking forward to that. We know that those marketeers always are very talkative. I'm a marketeer myself, so I can say. So what we did is we give you 30 seconds. So 30 seconds of your time. We won't interrupt to pitch your event to the Gravel Union audience. So we timed it. So Martijn, our audio guy, programmer, and what does he not? Made a little music that's behind it. So the big question is, are you ready to have your elevator pitch recorded?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay, there we go. We have some beeps up front, so good luck to you. And then we'll talk after the alarm clock rings again. Good luck. There we go, eh?
Gravel Epic is the only European multi-day gravel series held in iconic destinations around the world. Every race is set in iconic locations that will leave you breathless, from the courses, the scenery, and the experience. The fully supported aspect offers the possibility for everyone to take on gravel races in the way they want, challenging, fun, or just discovery of the destination. Gravel Epic takes care of all the details so you can focus on what you love doing the most, riding gravel. Race it, ride it, make memories.
Excellent. This works, Ollie. Sean, you did great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That was perfect. That makes me want to go and ride.
We're impressed, not only with your event, but also with your timing.
I try to make it work for everybody.
Okay, you did a great job. We were talking to Paul Errington earlier in this episode of the podcast, and we know things are evolving in the racing department of the gravel world. How do you think that, because we were discussing, okay, you need to have the social aspect also with the racing aspect. How do you think to keep that balance within the Gravel Epic series?
Yeah, so as a gravel rider myself, I am acutely aware of what the gravel community wants and what it's looking for. So one of the cool things about the Gravel Epic series is, since it is a multi-day format, at the end of each stage, there's a possibility for everybody to come together and kind of help create that community or a community within itself. So for instance, in Marrakesh, each day we're staying in a different remote camp. So there's no chance for anybody to run away to a hotel room or get away. You know, you're going to be making new friends. You're going to be living these shared experiences. And, for me, that's really what it comes down to, racing all day and then in the evenings, having fun with each other.
Okay. But it's, because it's a start to finish race, right? That's the concept.
In the sense that, each stage is timed.
Yeah, yeah.
So each day, yep, but it is a start to finish. So, by the end of, the third stage, we'll have your traditional GC, men or women's, men's, and, mixed category for teams as well.
Well, it all looks, well, great to me. I'm always very interested in the beer afterwards, Ollie. I don't know how you see it.
I think in Morocco, it's all about the scenery and the campfire and the being out in the desert.
Can you have a beer in Morocco, by the way?
You can. It's at least in the times I've been there, it's not the best beer you've ever had, but it's the scenery and the atmosphere that make it better.
Well, tea is also cozy. I know that.
Yeah, mint tea. That's what you want.
Well, Brits always have tea. Not that we have beer all day, by the way. But well, thank you, Sean. All the best of luck, because you've been planning on more events. Could you please give us some insights in what you are working on currently?
Yeah, I can't give away too many of the secrets, but what I can tell you is we are definitely looking at adding multiple events to the portfolio for 2023. So like I said earlier, 2022 is just the beginning. We are currently scouting out locations in Europe and other places. So I won't get into too many details, but if you certainly wanted to have me back on the podcast, I can certainly kind of give you a better idea of what Gravel Epic and the evolution will look like.
Okay. But there's one question I have to ask, because we were earlier in this podcast, we were talking about the UCI taking on like this World Championship series. You're not involved in that series?
Not currently. We have had conversations with the UCI. But to be honest with you, I think one of the cool things about the gravel cycling community and world at large is, you know, we're a young sport, and I think there's room at the table for everybody. We certainly do offer a race aspect for those people looking to race, but, you know, we also offer that experience, that destination format also. So for people who want to race, there'll be a race. For those who are looking to adventure or to have the ride of their life, that's certainly there for them as well.
Hearing you, I think you're on the right track there, because that's important for the gravel community to keep the spirit in as we know it from the start. Thanks for being on this podcast, Sean. All the best of luck with organizing your events.
Thanks, Sean, for joining us. You did a really good elevator pitch.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, gentlemen, and I look forward to talking to you in the future.
Okay. Thanks, Sean. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that was our first elevator pitch, Ollie.
Great. He did a good job. Makes me want to go.
I think you did an article on Gravel Epic's series also.
Yeah, that's right. We just ran a news story this week about the launch of their 2022 race series. And also we sent a rider to go and do one of their events earlier in the year in Switzerland. So we've got a write-up of that as well.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for joining us on this month's edition of Gravel Union Talks. Next time we're going to be talking about, well, we didn't know yet, Ollie, do we?
No, it's going to be a surprise.
Okay. If you have ideas, leave your comments and send us emails to info@gravelunion.cc. We'll make sure to invite a special guest on the topic of choice. Please do like and star us on your favorite podcast platform, and make sure to leave your, hopefully positive, comments. Don't forget, if you like what you've heard in this episode, there's lots more great stories, features, news pieces, and the latest gravel event information over on the gravelunion.cc website. Special word of thanks to Martijn for designing our very own music and jingles. We feel very professional, don't we, Ollie?
He's done a great job.
And Ruben for editing this show. Thanks again for listening to you all, and hope you can join us again for the next episode of Gravel Union Talks. Bye-bye.